The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. This weekend sees Thunder travel to Lightning, and a game that we always look forward to here on the Netball Show. I've been speaking to Vic Burgess from Lightning and also Karen Gregg ahead of the game. Vic, quite a season to date. So what have you made of it now we're into the second half?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a good start from us and first half of the season. Some good experience across some of the games as well, where there's been like close games. Obviously, we lost to Pulse quite early on, but for us, that kind of spurred us on to knowing that we, you know, we want to win this league, so we've got to be better in those moments. So, yeah, I think happy with where we're at. Obviously, there's us and Thunder at the top at the moment, battling that out. So, yeah, good place at the moment, but we've got, you know, another half of the season to go, so we've got to keep the focus and keep pushing on.
And I suppose at the start of the season, as a coach, you maybe won't say this as such, but realistically, it's about getting to the second half and just seeing where things are and assessing things.
Yeah, I mean, every team, you know, they develop across the season as well and get better. And you do get to, your first rounds allow you to assess where, you know, what the style of player people go for. If you've not, you know, if there's been a lot of changes in their squads as well. But for us, yeah, I think focus wise, each game as it comes really, and have a look at what style of play we can put out against the opposition that we come up to each week, and aiming to get, you know, top four and then hopefully win the league.
Yeah. A lot of scores this season as well for not just Lightning, but for all teams have been quite strong. I'll use the term blowout in effect, really. Round two beat Bath 83-46. When you see results like that, how do you take things like that into the next game?
Yeah, I think, as I said, it's each game as it comes, but in those games, it's like quarter by quarter, and you don't want to kind of take your foot off the pedal, because goal difference does make a difference for those top four positions. So in those moments, quarter by quarter, you know, sticking to game plan, making some adjustments, giving people opportunities to get out there on the court as well to see what they can do in different combinations. So, yeah, making sure kind of as a squad, we're as prepared as possible for any of them to take the court.
Has that been nice for you as well, being able to give those newer players an opportunity on court this season?
Yeah, I think you've got a squad of 12, and then your training partners in and around your environment. But for me, the squad of 12 is so important to, you know, give exposure, but also give them the opportunity to learn, you know, get out on the court at that level and show me what they can do. I want to be able to make changes for impact, not just give changes for opportunity. So it's the first kind of part of that season, especially new players that are coming in that you potentially haven't seen in our environment. It gives you an opportunity to see them in the first half and then, you know, look at where they can really impact going into the second half of the season. And yeah, I want to utilise the squad as a squad. So look where we can make impactful changes to win games.
One of the players that we have seen is Nicola Smith. She's arrived and she's really added to the side as well. So a word on her and that great partnership with Alice as well.
Yeah, they live together. So they're also kind of housemates. So they get on really well. Yeah, it's great to see. You know, we had, like other teams, you know, we only had access to Nick. She came over, I think, kind of 2.5 weeks before the start of the season. So our kind of challenge and aim was just to connect her in as quickly as possible. And she did a really good job of that. She's such a good person. Like, she picks up things really quickly, like open to learning and just trying things. So every time they get out on the court in training and games, their connection's just getting stronger and stronger. So it's really great to see that come to fruition in games. So yeah, I'm really pleased with that. And she's such a great athlete as well, really focused, such a talent for the future too.
Mary's top scorer at the minute.
Yeah, you know, Mary's been in this our environment. Mary's Mary. You know, she's been in our environment for 5 years now, and she's subsequently just handing in her final dissertation. So she's got a lot more free time to focus on the netball, which I'm really proud of her for completing. And I think yeah, with for Mary, she's such a target for us, but it's been really nice to see as well, like the different style of play that she can offer. Kind of from a Uganda perspective, when she's coming out with the circle and everybody's raving about the different style that she had across the international competition. So we've kind of brought some of that into our environment, but make sure she understands kind of where and when is the right opportunities for her to do that. But again, you know, she's a total threat in that circle. And yeah, her distribution, her defensive work has got a lot better as well. So, you know, I'm really pleased with where Mary's at.
Two of the people I want to have a quick look at and quick word about is Hannah. She's feeding really well. And obviously Alice Harvey as well, her intercepts, turnovers, deflections, just really add them into the mix as well. So deserved.
Yeah, I mean, Alice obviously partnered with Nick in there and Annabelle. And I think for Alice, you know, you can see from the stats, her gains, you know, she's winning a lot of ball, and that's credit to her and being brave to kind of challenge some of those balls, move her feet to actually come out the circle and take some flying interceptions that we've seen this season from her. But also there's just that partnership with Nick in there as well, and how they're able to kind of switch play sides and be pretty ruthless in that circle. So yeah, I'm really pleased with the performance, and she's, you know, she works really hard to improve and develop her game and her footwork. So, you know, it's something that she's really focused on this season. I think Hannah Joseph is just an absolute consistent player for me. Her vision, she's able to change the timing on her feed. She looks in early. She also is smart to play the ball with extra phases where needed. I think she's most impactful when she's really aggressive to the circle edge. Yeah, such a smart player. And again, just looking at some of her defensive work this season too, and where she can win some ball across the middle third and get that to a shooting opportunity. So yeah, I mean, Hannah's a natural leader in our group too. And yeah, I think she really does kind of support others around her and keep people focused on the court. And she takes that on really well, and people really value her in that role.
It's still so tight though, isn't it, at the top?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Thunder are always notoriously strong. The game that we played against them in a way to Thunder is probably one of the, I think it's probably the first time we've beaten them in the last kind of 4 years in their home venue. So for us, you know, their home venue is a tough environment to play in. Yeah. Their fans are always really loud. But for us, like we went into that with lots of confidence, and to come away with a 12 goal win in their home environment, for us, we were really proud of that. And that kind of, you know, really lifted us in our confidence too. So we are looking forward to playing them again when they come to us on the 4th of May. And I know there'll be a lots of people watching. So yeah, I think it'll be a great game and forward to it.
Hello, it's Nat Panagari.
We're into the second half of the season, and it's perhaps no surprise that Thunder sit quite nicely within the top three at the minute, and Karen Gregg joins us now. Karen, thanks as always for your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
4th of May, Lightning away, in a game that every fan of the league really takes a note of anyway, really. So what kind of a game are you expecting on that?
I think off the back of our first game against Loughborough, expecting a super highly contested, you know, physical game. And that's something that we're going to have to make sure that we're preparing for. And whilst we don't look too far in advance, you know, we take it each week as it comes, because you're endangered of tripping yourself up otherwise. But obviously it's making sure that over the weeks that we're really kind of putting in measures in training to put the players under physical pressure, under some mental pressure, you know, getting them uncomfortable, and how they can actually come out the other side of that. So we kind of have half an eye on that, and know that that's a critical game for us, and to see where we are in the second half of the season, and what we need to do moving forward. So I'm excited. I think games against Loughborough are always fantastic games, and they're always played in the right spirit and highly competitive. And yeah, I'm excited to kind of see where we're going to be at that, you know, at that point in the season, having had another few games under our belt since our last outing.
And just in closing, obviously, Anna and Jess got into the Team Bath Hall of Fame. A word on them?
Obviously, you know, they've both done a lot for netball and a phenomenal amount of work around that Team Bath Arena. And I think, you know, if you talk about Team Bath, you probably don't go very far without associating Jess and Anna to that. So, you know, I think the work that they've done there and probably the legacy that they've left behind will probably never go amiss. So a massive congratulations to those guys for being inducted.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.